What about manifestation? You know, when you believe something hard enough, keep on affirming your dreams, it will turn into reality. Is that for real? And if it is, then what's the method and the mechanism? Maybe we're dreamcasting into the Akashic network and co-creating with the universe. Or maybe we're simply changing the metaphysical resonance in our quantum auric field. Or maybe we'll just cut the magic narrative and simply look at how consciousness works. So first of all, you are fixated on something, your attention is in the zone. That impacts you directly in your surface consciousness. You will be picking up new skills, you will be seeking new information, and in concrete terms, crafting that reality into being. Second, your subconscious impact. As we roam down the roads of life, we are meeting crossroads, junctions, turning points all day long. Some of them register in our surface consciousness and we make an informed choice, but others do not, and that's where the tide is turned by your affirmations, your dream castings, etc. Where your gut feeling, your intuition, your inner voice puts you on the right track toward your desired objectives. Third, is there an actual impact on our environment? Well, for sure. When you are fixated with your particular dreams, then you will be choosing particular words, you will be curating your identity in a particular way, you will be responding in tune with your objectives. That, of course, influences others and how they respond to you. So there's no high magic in there in manifesting all of this into your environment. Then fourth, is there a mythic, magical component to all of this? Something so very spiritual, how our affirmation and manifestation ripples through all of space and time, helps the universe conspire in our favor? Well, you know, if these sorts of beliefs work in your favor, then knock yourself out. It doesn't mean that there is any real reality to it. All of this is so much more concrete in how we craft our realities. There is ever the question though, should you let your attention be consumed by a particular zone? Should you let your life be controlled by particular finite objectives? Does this manifestation ambition driving you into high-pitch attention tunnels actually work in the favor of your well-rounded conscious evolution? Does it turn you into a well-rounded human being? At any rate, all of this is so very simple. You don't need to pay $1,000 for a master manifestation course to fulfill your dreams. Sure, if you want to pay premium for fantastic symbols and magical narratives, I'm not stopping you. Just don't think that you actually need it. None of us needs a magic narrative to make our dreams come true. All it takes is putting your attention to where it's due and following through. That's all, the rest of it will follow. How so very simple, all of it. But this sort of simplicity does not sell. The dream vendors will conceivably be upset with this. Now all of you dream vendors, look, I'm not trying to spoil your market by spilling all the secrets. Yet the fact remains, in my books, a well-rounded understanding of the workings of consciousness and attention is a basic human right. So that's there.